Hi, Marvin. This is John Kyle. I'm a senior online marketing advisor at Local Splash. I did get a lot of good information with your conversation with Jan. So,
okay.
Seems like you had an issue with people trying to create too many business profiles for you online. Is that in a nutshell?
They're not trying. They did. The state listed did.
Right. That's what I mean. They did it wrong where they have.
Yeah.
An S Fence Inc. And then what is the second profile under?
Same name. It's under the same name with my phone number. It's just a different profile.
Oh,
if you
okay.
See the two profiles, one have 9 reviews and the other one got 5 reviews.
And I see Finesse Fence Inc. For Gilroy, and then the
yes,
profile with 5 reviews is the one I can't find as easily, I imagine. How do I find the one with 5 reviews? Just so that way I can try to get
If you look for fence contractors in San Jose, it might show up at the very bottom.
So San Jose is probably the key there. Okay, let's see. Finesse Fence San Jose.
Fence contractors in San Jose. Then you will be able to see my profile at the very end, the very last option.
All right, let me check that out. I'm looking specifically what you said, fencing contractors San Jose, and I don't see Finesse yet. I see like Fremont Fence. Oh, here is Finesse Fence, but it's still the Gilroy though. Nine reviews.
No, it has to be the one with 5 reviews. There's 2 profiles. One, unless they already eliminate the other profile, which is worse because I'm losing those 5 reviews.
Right.
I think they did eliminate that son of a mother.
So here's what I want you to know. So no need to be completely alarmed yet, right? Our job is going to be able to fix that too. So
you know what? Yes, they deleted it because now I can only see the one with 9 reviews. What in smart son of, oh my goodness.
Okay, so we're here for you. All right, so I want to make sure
Thank you. You
slam the phone on on the ground or anything like that. So here's what we can do, right?
No, I wouldn't do that.
One thing on your website, you don't have anything on your website to ask for Google reviews. You understand? So, or to link up to the Google reviews, we're going to do that for you as well. And then we're going to also, we can help you optimize your website a little bit. Obviously, you've done fine with your website. I know this is not your first rodeo, so to speak.
My business needs to be verified. Because of all of these mistakes, now my business is it's off the listing because it's unverified. So the mistake was huge.
Right. Right.
And I'm trying to get it verified with Google, which I already sent them a video of it, and it's being under review.
Jenny told me about that the you're not getting priority treatment from Google, and that's where we can help too. We are a premium Google channel partner, so when we speak, they listen, if that helps.
Thank you.
Make you feel more
Thank
comfortable.
You.
So,
that's what I'm looking for.
Typical turnaround time is usually 3 to 4 months for anything to change on Google. I don't want to overpromise, but our turnaround time is something we can firmly state at 30 to 45 days. In your case, since you already have the profile up, And there's a few other steps that we need to do to verify and so on and so forth as you're talking about. We may be able to do sooner, but I just want to be fair to you. The 30 to 45 days is what we're going to stand by in writing, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So being that being said, right, knowing where we stand, I don't want to waste your time. Any of that, not sit well with you, what I just said?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Anything that I just discussed with you, does it sound bad to you, or
no, it sounds like something I wanted to accomplish.
Okay. All right. So we can do that. Other things, do you need someone to manage your website or anything like that? Do you need help with that, or you're okay
that's
with
what,
how
that,
you're
that's what I'm be, that, that, that's what I've been paying Estate Listed. They manage my website. They manage my citations on Google. They I pay them to put me on voice search, which never happened. I asked them to put me on Maps, Apple Maps, Google Maps, everywhere, and it didn't happen either, and I paid them money for it. And the reason why they couldn't accomplish that is because Google is not letting them do it, because my business needs to be verified.
And out of curiosity again,
one second, John, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm getting on with
Web.
Dime. Ay, Dios mío santo, señor bendito, carnal.
Para hacerlos de una sola pieza, pues.
Ya va a ser liquidada.
Ya, electricidad ya tengo. ¿Lo puedo hacer de cositas pequeñas?
No, como de 5. Ve a F. Sayer levantar las sesiones de 10 que ocupa, carnal, porfa.
Dale, pues.
Sí. Ok, manda un mensaje de qué es lo que ocupas para mandar a FSI a que te la... ¿Estás en San José, no?
En Caribe.
¡Su puta madre, cabrón! Mándame la orden para mandarse la Ulises para que vaya a recoger ese material.
Ok.
One second, John. Ok, I need to make a phone call.
That's fine. Business is business.
Okay, sorry about that. Te voy a mandar una orden para que vayas a ese site a recoger material y se lo lleves a Buitre. Nada de lo que llevó Buitre le sirve para jale, carnal. Absolutamente nada. Todas las sesiones están de 9 y de 10 pies de largo. Sí, señor, tienes que medir todo eso, Uli. Para eso vas tú a los trabajos, cabrón. No sueles medir el cerco. Así como te estoy diciendo, están de 10 pies de largo. Cada sección está de 10 pies de largo. Cuando vamos a hacer estimaciones, carnal, es para... hacer eso, ver cuánto está de largo la sección, si miras una más larga, por qué está más larga, y tienes que decirle eso a los muchachos en la yarda, carnal. Eso me mata a mí, la neta, y mata al trabajador. Ahorita Wilter está sin material, porque no lo voy a dejar que desperdicie todo el material que llevó en un jale que de 30 pies. Te voy a mandar la orden, carnal, busca cómo hacer espacio ahí entre tus citas y pasa por FSI recogiendo y le llevas a Wilter su material, por favor. Por favor. Sorry, I'm back.
That's okay.
Back.
Hey, I understand the need to run a business. I mean, from what I hear, you have multiple crews, so I get it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay, so so back to Stay Listed.
Yeah,
I want to go over a couple things.
Stay Listed, Stay Listed is the agency that was handling all of my online.
Now you said was. Are you done with them?
I'm about to. If I hire you, I'm done with them, man.
You have to be done with them. I want to be clear is that if you hire us, you have to be done with them, because then when we succeed for you, you might think that Stay Listed did it.
No.
I'm just saying that that's it doesn't make sense even from your perspective. It doesn't make sense to have two companies saying that they do the same exact thing.
I will never do that.
Right.
If you take over, you take over. Stay Listed will be gone. Don't worry.
That
will be my
job.
Don't worry about that.
As long as you're okay disclosing this, again, it's not going to change my pricing, but just to make sure we're in the right ballpark, roughly how much are you paying with them a month?
I cannot discuss that with you, but I'm paying good money. Yeah.
Okay. So just to let you know, for what is it that you get from them? Is it supposed to be the SEO stuff? Are they doing anything else? Are they running Facebook ads, anything like that?
No, none of that. No, they don't run any Facebook ad. They don't. All they do is work my Google listing, and I pay them to add citations. I don't know if you know what that, I'm sure you know what that is. I pay them to add citations and to add a different, you know, like for decks and stuff. they put me on a different, they call keywords. It a platform.
Keyword search.
Yes, yeah, keyword yeah. for that, keyword yes. search. And they add, so, you know, they add, I pay them to add cities to my, you know, to my, so I'm exposed okay. And send cities and things like that. That's what they do.
That,
they
so, manage my so Google just so profile. You know, what they're doing is what screwed you up with the two profiles. I'm not sure if it was what they did, but when they try to position you in multiple cities from your actual home base, right? Your home base has to be your home base. So that's just how it is. Unless you have a brick and mortar location somewhere else, you have to have the home base in Gilroy. I want to be clear on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's what when it comes do, but they
when it comes to reaching. When it comes to reaching to San Jose and other areas in the, whether you want to go South Bay, North, West, like San Francisco, like South San Francisco, I don't know. How far north are you going?
About 50 miles.
Okay. So like maybe like San Mateo the furthest?
Yes.
Okay. So hitting those areas, right? Like we also run Facebook ads for our clients. So that way they can reach them in other avenues in that regard beyond what your listing results will show when people search, you know, San Jose or Gilroy Contractor. So it is a multi-pronged effort. That's why we've been in business for so long is we make sure that we don't leave any stone uncovered, and we hit your potential clients every which way. Do you know why Facebook is so effective at advertising in addition to Google?
Actually, for my industry, Facebook is not as effective. I don't really want those clients from Facebook. The clients that are on Facebook, they don't own millions dollar homes. So I don't,
okay.
I'm not interested about
fair
those
enough.
Clients.
It, if you Facebook. Want, then I could drop that from even this conversation. I was just going to explain how it's effective, but if you don't even want it, by all means, that's definitely your prerogative. So that's okay. So Do you intend on running Google ads then instead or anything like that? Anything like pay-per-click?
Let me tell you. I used to run the Google ad app, right? And Stay Listed advised me to stop doing that because whatever they were doing, I didn't need to have the Google ad.
How do you feel about that decision?
I regret it, man, because everything went slow.
Do you know that you're, you know that like,
one second, let me tell you, I'm a very professional guy in my industry. I'm a good builder. I'm a good businessman.
Right.
But when it comes to the listing and creating those profiles, and, I'm an ignorant. That's why I hire a Stay Listed because to me, in my head, I'm hiring a five-star company that does this type of work and they are super professional and I'm not. And those are the people that took me to this point.
Right. And I'll tell you what, too, the interesting thing is that, I mean, there's obviously space to run Google ads to be at the top of the listing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why they
That's
said.
What
I mean, when you're talking about businesses that are growing like yourself and maybe continuing to grow and wanting to even expand, like, as long as you can, you know, set up, like, what was your budget when you're running Google ads? Just to give me a round number.
I was doing about $500 a week or something like that, I believe.
So you're not cheap with your Google ads, I should say, right? That's like $2,000 a month, right?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. I spend a lot of money in advertisement, and I'm not getting anything back.
I hope you're not spending anything like that with Stay Listed. Please don't tell me you're giving them more than $1,000 a month.
No, sir. I pay them for a whole year because they offer me a package deal. So I pay them for a whole year and it was less than $3,000.
Okay. Okay. So again, same wheelhouse of pricing. I'm not going to scare you away with pricing or anything like that. And I'm not going to make it look like we're the bargain basement pricing either. So good. We're on the same wheelhouse. So, just to let you know for this, if you want us to do just optimization and Google ads, because you said you don't like Facebook ads, that's okay too. So let me pull up the exact differentials here. So obviously you can change your ad buys with Google as much as you want, but absolutely, if it worked for you, you know, I'm sorry that an optimizer would ever suggest you stop. That is that's neither here nor our job is to build your revenue, not to give you ways to reduce it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I hope you can appreciate that, right? Like, we're successful when you're successful and your revenue is growing, not saying, hey, John, this is working for me. And then I say, okay, stop that. Why? You know what I mean? I'm a businessman. Why would I tell you to stop what works?
Yes.
I mean, we could say this, like, if you were saying, I'm in a budget crunch, we'd say, okay, let's trim it, right? But you don't stop. You trim to see if it still works. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or if it's still sustainable.
That's what I do with my other platform. I also in Yelp and Angie app. I don't know if you know what that is. It used to be Home Advisor.
Yes, of course.
Now it's Angie. So with Angie, that's the way we do. When the slow season comes
Are you getting successful with Angie? Because some people don't like Angie where you have to kind of like fight for the call and stuff.
Not really, because the package I'm getting, they send me the lead. And I call them,
right.
And some of them answer, and some of them don't answer. So with Angie, it's 50-50. I'm not saying I'm super happy, but I'm not saying they don't work for nothing. You know,
but at least you have some results, because most of our people who use Angie say, like, they don't like having to, like, go to battle every time they're calling a client and so on and so forth. So that's why Google Ads, obviously, go ahead.
The battle for me is a little bit easier, John, and the reason why is because, as I say, I'm a 5-star everywhere. So, you know, easier for people to choose to use my service. I'm not saying I'm the only one, but it's easier. You know, when I call them and they see who I am, I'm sure they do their research. Oh, okay, and they're willing to talk to me. They're willing to provide their information. So it's 50-50. You know, I don't know if I make myself understandable.
Sure. Absolutely. So, let me ask you this. You know, obviously we can start with any Google ad level you want to do. I fully recommend you restart it, okay? I will let you know that if you run Google Ads through us and with – go ahead.
Let me ask a question. I'm sorry for interrupting you. The domain I have, which is finessfenca.com, I purchased that domain through Stay Listed. And that's the domain that will take you to my website. So my question for you is, because I told the guy that, you know, my account manager, his name is Michael. I told him, hey, if I cancel the service, do I get to keep my website? And he say, you don't get to keep the website, but you get to keep the domain, which is finesse.
Oh, finesse. Okay. So that's good. Good to know. Then we can just run a new revised website. I mean, I was going to say, we can definitely optimize your website. I just didn't know you want us to rework it. But, yeah, we can rework the website.
Yeah. I would love to have my website back on, because I do have a lot of pictures there, and I do get some leads through the website, you know.
Right. Because of your reviews, right? That's why you're saying,
exactly.
I just need people to find me.
Exactly. So that's where I'm standing. I'm a great guy, but the customers don't know it. They need to know it.
Okay, good. So we're all on the same page here. So it's a fairly simple process, okay? I'm shooting you straight with the pricing here. If you want to just run $300 in Google Ads to start, if you want to do $500 in Google Ads, whatever number you want to do, just let me know. But the total price for our service is $199 a month, okay? Plus whatever you want to invest into Google. Does that make sense?
I'm going to be honest with you. That's where I'm with the same list.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I told you it's basically – go ahead.
Stay Listed hate you. They hate you. Before – when I argue with them, because I already argued with them, and I told them I'm gonna stop my services with them, and they asked me, where are you going to go? We're the top guys, you know. And I say, there's Local Splash. We're going to go to Local Splash. And they say, well, that's a shitty company. You know, half of their employees were fired from our company. So – you know, I'm just telling you what they told me.
You see how hurt they get in the heart when you tell them you're going somewhere else?
Yeah.
They're already nervous. It's fine. I mean, it makes sense. Like, I would be nervous, too, if I was up against someone that, you know, does what we do as effectively.
I understand.
Hey, and again, it's not my job to bash him. I'm just hearing your response. I never said a single word about him. Because we don't need to do that.
No.
Right?
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you that. No worries.
So,
neither
here nor there.
Your service,
And I would like to ask you if there is a way for you to help me verify my profile so I can go back to life.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Being the premier partner, we are going to do everything we can to get that done as immediately as possible.
I'm getting a phone call, sorry. Sorry about that. Dime.
No, you're fine.
Let me check. Paul. Let me call him, okay? Hello, Paul. This is Marvin with Finesse Pen. I just want to let you know my estimator is there at your property. Okay. Can you please text me your email address? That way we can get back to you with a formal call. I'll tell my guy that somebody's going to let him in. One second. Let me get my other phone so I can make a phone call. Yeah, one second. I'm gonna call him from a different device. Sorry,
no
one
worries.
Second. Okay, I'm making a phone. Yeah, sorry about that.
Marvin, it sounds like you need a dispatcher, too. I'm joking.
About to hire one.
I mean, I got some people I know.
Uli, ¿puedes ver el cerco? ¿Puedes ver el cerco de ahí que está dañado? Yeah, he said he's able to see it, yeah.
You just have to let me know because I fully advise running Google Ads. I don't know. Again, I'm not gonna try to argue with Stay Listed and pick this battle right
I
now.
Do,
but
I do want to run. I do want to run Google Ads again, man.
I fully advise that. I just want to let you know our standard starting budget is $300. If you want to change that, let me know. But I'm letting you know that that's what we typically do when someone's not. Go ahead.
$300 is okay.
So just to make sure everything's up and running, you know what I mean? I just want you to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is there, and the result is there. And then anytime you want to bump those ads, you know, that's you. That's just all going to Google anyway.
Let me ask you a question. How will you take over? Because I'm just sending an email right now to Stay Listed that I will like a call to cancel all the services with them, but they're not calling me back. And they usually reply right away when I send an email. They know I'm a pet, but they don't want to talk to me. And just so you know, my account manager is a dick, so the supervisor took over, and she is so busy that she can't even make a phone call. So I'm just going to terminate the service with them. But my question for you is, how can I make sure you guys are taking over and Stay Listed is not allowed into my profile and things like that anymore? How can we do that?
So you're talking about, like, because they have access to your website and things like that.
Everything.
Domain, right?
Yes, everything.
Okay. I will let you know, like, obviously, your cancellation is going to happen as quickly as you can get it done. As far as kicking them out, it's going to involve, like, probably a couple password changes and stuff like that. Just, you know. And then that'll officially have them kicked out, so to speak. And then, you know, when you're ready to onboard us, remember, none of this is necessarily has to happen overnight, right? Like, we will start working as soon as, you know, feasibly possible, but keep in mind, it's still going to be that 30 to 45 day turnaround for all these updates, and it's 7 to 14 days to get your website up and running with our...
They just sent an email. It says, Michael is your account manager and is 100% capable of handling everything from top to bottom. I will trust whatever he advises. My involvement is to support Michael and in turn assure you Michael has support. As I say in my last email, I have no further information from Google at this time. My communication is via email because it is the most efficient way while I assist with other accounts. And everything is documented for my records. If Michael is approving a cancellation and refund, then I will confirm that with him and follow up with you. Okay, they're working on the cancellation, finally.
Good. So it's funny how they only do email. Like, I mean, that's another thing too. Like, obviously, I can tell you're a businessman who likes to talk on the phone. Like, why everything on the email?
No. Don't take me wrong. I like emails too because, yes, everything is documented and everything is in email.
Sure. We're going to do that. But I'm saying when you want to talk to someone, you need to be able to talk to someone.
Exactly. I should be able to reach out to someone if I need to.
Well, I promise you this. One thing I can promise you, even though I do pass you off to account managers, the research and development team and everything like that to work on you on the fulfillment, I will let you know the moment something happens and if you couldn't get someone on the phone, yes, you can get me on the phone because my life is on the phone. Okay. Just to be fair. So I just want to let you know if you ever said, hey, I couldn't get a hold of Local Splash, this person or this person, you will always be able to get a hold of me. And worst case scenario, if I'm on a call, I'm going to call you right back. Okay. I want to be clear on that.
Okay.
So, I'm going to actually, while we're talking, I might as well just text you my extension so that way you have it. You can accept text messages on this number, right?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me one second here. All right. So just sending you our standard email so you have my extension 1007. You should get a text message from 877-635-6225.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's our customer service line. Anytime we call you, even if it's me or someone else, it'll be from this number.
Do we have different extensions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So just save it under Local Splash.
Okay. And Kyle, let me ask you, do I need to ask them for, what I need to ask them to keep the domain? What information do I need from them? Because I paid them, I think, $500 for the domain, but I pay StayLista and they bought it from somebody. So I don't have a...
But it's your domain, right?
It is. Yeah, it is. I pay for it. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll give you both scenarios, right? You get access to that domain through StayListed. I cannot promise you that StayList is not going to try to do some sort of strong arming at that point, right?
Of course.
But let's say you keep the domain, great. If you can't keep the domain, we will figure something out for you. When it comes to domain names, while domain names are great to have, especially if there's a strong branding associated with the domain name, in your case, your domain is so long, it's not like the domain name itself is going to be a brand. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So obviously, you know, our best case scenario is you keep the domain. I will let you know if you can't keep the domain, no worries. Everything's going to migrate over to your new domain, and your new domain will be more popular than this one when we run all the ads.
Sounds good.
All right. So, again, so starters, I'm assuming you just want to do the starter package. Again, the monthly rate would be $4.99. It includes $199 going to us and $300 going to Google. Everything sound good so far?
Yes.
Okay. And then, if you want us to create a website from scratch, I will let you know there is a one-time setup fee. All right. Mm-hmm. And that's $199. And we'll create the website.
I do. I want you to do that, please.
Okay.
Can you migrate all the pictures from my old website?
Yep. Anything you give us, not only can we do, but we're also going to give you access to make it as cookie cutter as possible. But yes, if you don't want to upload photos on your own all the time, that's what our account manager is for.
No, that's what I do. See, I send pictures to his email, and then he send them to a different department, and that department upload the pictures to my website, you know?
Sounds good. Then that's what we'll do.
As you can so, I mean, as you can hear, I'm a very busy guy on the phone, on the computer. You know,
I know.
I don't have a reception me, so I don't.
Like
know,
I said,
help, I
all
get,
the
I
only reason why you're even, and I understand the only reason why we're even having this conversation is because what the other guys are doing is not working, right? Because otherwise, you'd be happy and just moving along, right? You'd be happy moving along, making your payments because the machine is working. I get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
that's exactly
what I'm saying. I will say this, smart on you to nip it in the bud before it got too late, right? Because obviously the whole not – how long
you
did
know,
you stop your Google Ads for?
Excuse my French. About what, man? Almost a year now.
And you've noticed, huh, in terms of revenue?
So let me tell you, they asked me to stop the Google Ads. But they also offer me to add me to a different platform, you know, that they add citations, add more cities, add this. And you know, we were on extremely busy season last year. So I'm going to be honest, I didn't get to feel the difference. I saw it, but I didn't feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you were already booked. And so you didn't notice what happened because it's a 6-month turnaround before you start noticing the pain of not marketing. I get it.
Okay, so last November, everything started going down. My phone started not ringing, but I had work from previous month. So I was like, wait a minute, is this just a slow season, or is it because of this administration, or because next year is election year? You know, I thought about everything that you can think of.
Yeah.
But never thought that something was affecting me online. But then December came along, and man, again, I'm a top shelf guy, and my phone wasn't ringing, but yet I'll go on Google, and I'm a licensed contractor from California, and other people that aren't even licensed were at the top, showing up.
Right.
So I was like,
right.
Wait a minute, are these Home Depot guys putting more budget into their ads than I am, which I'm a, compared to these people, I'm a huge company. How can I, you know, I need to step up my game. Let me put more money into this. And I call the state leasing. I say, hey, man, you know, I need more clients. I need more leads. I'm desperate. And, oh, yeah, give me $500 one-time fee, and I'll add 25 citations. Give me $350 one-time fee, and I'll add 10 cities.
Here's the problem with what they're doing. They're so convinced that SEO is the only thing to do that they don't even embrace the system. The system says Google Ads work. The system says other types of ads work. Like, you don't just do organic. You know what I mean? Like, clearly.
Yeah. So let me tell you. Then January came along. You know, that's December. Then we switch year with 2004. January comes along. And I'm like, hey, man, he's dead. Oh, just wait for the tax season, you know. Second week of February, we're going to be in tax season. And you're going to see the economy is going to start moving again. And the weather is going to start changing. And just wait another month. Okay, let's keep waiting. Let's keep playing the waiting game. Hey, Michael, the entire January went by. And guess what, man? I'm still slow. What's going on? Oh, you know what? Why don't you give me $500 one-time fee? And I'm going to put you on Google Search Boys. And when you go to Search Boys, you're going to appear on every map. Or, you know, Apple Map, Google Map, WASI, you know, all of that.
Wow.
Okay, then let's do it. So I'll pay them. And then, hey, Michael, what happened? I keep looking for Finesse Fence in Google Map and Apple Map, and I don't show up. Oh, give me your password. I need to get a hold of Apple. Let me see what I can do. And the day goes by. Oh, just wait. Hey, Michael, you know, I'm waiting and nothing has happened. Oh, let me create a ticket and get a hold of Google and see what's going on. And then I created a ticket. We got to wait 48 hours for them to reply and see what's going on. So the 48 hours go by and I say, hey, Michael, what's going on now? You know, I'm still unverifying what's going on. Oh, give me a number so I can talk to Google. No, let me create another ticket and another ticket. And guess what? Just this morning, they created another ticket. And I say, hey, man, stop creating tickets and give me an answer, man. This is just, we just got to wait. You got to be patient. You're getting upset for no reason. You just got to wait. And I'm like, Michael, I've been waiting since the middle of 2023, bro. And we almost halfway of 2024 again, and the waiting game is still there. I cannot keep playing that because, again, there is only two type of businesses that exist on this era. One, the ones that are online, and two, the ones that aren't. And I'm the one that aren't right now, bro.
I like how his response is, you're getting upset about nothing. Like, what?
Yes. You know what he said? I say, Michael, my business is getting affected. It's getting hit. No, you're not. I can see the traffic on the report here, and you're still showing up on every platform. I say, yes, I'm showing up as a last option. No one pay attention to the bottom of the page, bro.
No one goes
to the second
right. page. And it's like, how does he not understand that your complaint is not just for you, it's for your company's livelihood, your employees' livelihoods. Like, come on, how can he blow you off
exactly.
like that?
And when I keep requesting a phone call, and I keep requesting a phone call, man, and what I get is yelled. You know what? I have to tell him this morning, hey, Michael, don't yell at me. You work for me. I don't work for you, bro. You're treating me like I'm your employee, and I'm the one paying for your services. Oh, no, you don't pay me. Yes, I pay Stay Listed. I know I don't pay you, but you got to put this, you know, I'm a super nice guy, man. You know, if you go and read reviews about me online, I'm the nice guy, bro. I get along
with
everybody.
I can tell it tears at your heart to have to speak up like this. I get it.
You know,
it's not who you are.
You want
the wheels to be working. You want the everything to be happening, and you're probably the type of guy that takes the whole company out for dinner sometime or something like that. I guess, sir.
Exactly. Yes, that's me. Yeah. God damn it. Yes, that's me.
I know. I get it. And that's exactly how when I used to run just to give you a little background on me real quick. I used to run a solar company in California. You know how the solar industry is really taking a shot. So, you know, I believe the same type of way of running a business, right? Where, you know, you take care of your people, and that's why you're fighting with Stay Listed right now, because they're challenging, they're making it harder for you to take care of your people. So I get it.
Imagine being at the top of the game and somebody's mistake puts you at the bottom of the game. Don't you think you will get you know, when I make the mistake, I'm willing to pay the consequences. But somebody else mistake and I'm the one paying for the consequences, I don't think that's right.
Right, exactly. Well, we're going to earn your trust. Obviously, we do month to month. We don't do a one-year retainer. If you ever wanted to do a one-year retainer, that's up to you. But I don't think that that's wise for me to bring up just because you've already been burned by Stay Listed a little bit. So are you okay with month to month instead?
Yeah, okay. That's fine with me, man.
Cool. All right. So month number one is $698. Moving forward, it's $499 per month. We're doing $300 of Google Ads per month. If you wanted to up that, you know, after a couple months, by all means. We're not going to say no to that.
That's fine. Yes.
Okay. Any other questions you have for me before we start wrapping things up?
No, that's about it. I just want to.
Okay. And then obviously, after your call with me and after we wrap it up, we're going to make sure that you notify us when Stay Listed is officially off your back. I also put notes in the system already that you're going to try to keep your domain, but if you can't, you're going to need our help to capture a new one, right?
And I want to change all my password. Just tell me what I need to do because I don't want these guys having access to any of my listing anymore. I'm going to change my password
change,
right now.
Change your password, and then when you're ready to share it with me and our team, that'll be most likely during our setup call tomorrow. Go ahead.
So the username is my email, marvin@finessfence.com. And then do you send me the message you send me has an email address for me to text to email you?
Yeah, so absolutely. And just to be clear to you, the fulfillment team is going to handle all this, but absolutely I'm going to send you – I'm going to text you my email address just so you have it by all means. And then when it comes to – fulfillment, if you're not being fulfilled, please keep me on file to I have no problem accepting any responsibility if you feel like something's not being fulfilled. Is that fair?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. But for the purpose of your fulfillment and everything like that, it is going to be a handoff, but I'm still sending you my info right now. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
There will be
an account manager assigned to my account then. Okay.
Yes, it is a team. Again, I can't say that I know every single person who does every single thing behind the scenes, but I do know that it's a team. Okay, so I just sent you my email address. You have it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to wrap things up here as quickly as possible. I know you're a busy man, so give me 1 minute. I have to ask you a few questions just to type this in to get the team started, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, last name?
Colindres, C-O-L-I-N-D-R-E-S. Colindres.
Colindres, C-O-L-I-N-D-R-E-S.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And then the card you'll be using is in your name, or is it in the business name,
yes,
or is that both on
it? It's a business name in my name.
Okay, so I'll just put Marvin Colindres, that's fine. And then do you want to add any other authorized users to this account, meaning if someone called in saying, hey, I need to update something other than you?
No, just me, nobody.
Okay, all right. And then we do have this is an important step. We do a security question, so that way if anyone's calling you like Stay Listed, pretending to be Local Splash, you're going to ask them, what's my security question, and then you give the and you give the answer, or vice versa, okay? So the security question can be mother, and your answer can be anything, but these are the security questions we set up. It's either mother's maiden name of your first pet, or city where you were born. Mother's maiden name?
The first one, yes.
And what will your answer be? It could be anything.
M-E- N-E-S-E-S.
Meneses. M-E-N-E-S-E-S.
Yes, which is also the name, my last name on the car. It's not Marvin Colindres, it's Marvin Meneses on the car.
On the card?
Yes.
Okay. But obviously, Colindres is your last name, but on your card it still shows Meneses, right?
Yes, which is my mom's last name, yes.
Okay. Well, good on you to pay tribute to her. All right.
Yeah.
And then obviously this phone number I'm speaking to you at 408-334-6152 works best for you, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Clearly you have perfect English. If you prefer to speak to someone in Spanish, just let us know at any time, okay? But I'm just putting here English is not a problem. Okay. All right. So we're going to enter a few keywords. Obviously, it's a fence services, fence contracting. I'm just starting this up. Right. And this is just to start things along. The research team will get a lot more from you in this regard, okay?
Okay.
All right. So fence services, fence contracting, fence installation, we'll just start with that. And then we have your information here from Yelp. Give me 1 second here. And Stay Listed that we're going to try to get eliminated. I'm just putting in the notes, looking to cancel or already requested to cancel today. Okay. All right. So the next step of the process is to schedule your onboarding call with our team here. Now, I have availability. I know it's been a long day already. I'm sure it's been a little stressful day. Do you want to handle this today or wait till tomorrow?
No, tomorrow, man. Tomorrow, please.
Okay, good. Thank you. Problem, brother. So how early do you want it? I can go as early as 7 to 8 a.m., and that's the window in which they'll call. 7 to 8 a.m. is the earliest window?
If you have anything a little bit later, that'll be better. Right? At that time, I'm taking my guys out of the yard. So.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it starts at 7 to 8 a.m., and then we close up shop 3 to 4 p.m., so just anytime in that window.
What between 9 and 10 tomorrow? 9 and 10 Pacific time. I'm in the Pacific.
Yeah, so am I. We're Fountain Valley, California. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Okay, give me so 1 second here. right, I'm just entering that in. I'm just locking that down so no one else takes that spot.
And you will get me, they will help, you guys will help me to get Verify done?
Absolutely. That's the cusp of our business. That is our whole mantra, is that when you are Google verified and you are everything is accurate and everything is accepted by Google, that is how your business grows. So the fact that you're not verified would eat at us like a poison if we weren't able to get that stuff for you.
Yes.
So yes, absolutely. I thank you for asking that, because I'm sure Stay Listed had told you that every other time before they started yelling at you, apparently. All right.
They working on it. They waiting for Google to get verified. Google never answered them. They don't want to tell them anything. Google says taking their time. Just wait. Those are the answers.
My goodness. Just wait. What a great answer. Just wait. No, I believe you. I'm just saying, like, what a weird answer. It's like, just wait, and you're like, do you realize I'm bleeding money here because of all the opportunities
exactly,
I'm missing?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell them. You have no idea how much money I'm losing because I'm not getting any exposure.
Right. Right. I know. I'm going to send you an email real quick. I didn't even get your best email address. What's the best email address for you?
Marvin@finessefence.com. Finesse, FINESSE. And then the word fence.com.
So you don't, that's the domain they bought, right? Was finessefence.com?
No, they bought finessefenceca.com. I own finessefence as well from Google.
So why, do you have a website connected with finessefence yet?
No, they say all they wanted to do is take money away from me. So they didn't want to use the one that I already have, and they make me buy a different domain.
Oh, yeah. Do you really need that domain back from Stay Listed? Because
no,
if you already have Finesse Fence, we could just
we can create the domain.
I
would just prefer to have Finesse Fence instead of Finesse Fence CA.
Yeah, okay. Not to say anything bad, but what the heck?
I understand. But I don't want to say shit, but I can stop it because look at the situation, you know? That's probably what you're thinking.
build me a website on my domain, and they basically said no.
Yeah, they say no. Let's buy this domain for $500. It's only one-time fee.
And I'm sure if you try to buy that domain, because the domain with the CA at the end of it is not as powerful as Finesse Fence, I'm sure they charge them like $10 to buy that domain or something like that.
Whatever they charge them, they sold it to me for $500.
Right, right. Okay, obviously you're fully licensed and insured, right? Correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm going to, bear with me one moment, I'm going to send you an email. I'm sure you've already seen this before, but it's basically a similar email walking through what's needed for Google Business, the verification, right, for your GDP.
Yeah, the video,
so,
things like that, yeah.
Right, right, right. So I'm going to send that to you as we're speaking.
I actually have the video. I send it to Stay Listed because I was having problem uploading it. So I have the video and I send it to Stay Listed, and Stay Listed send it to Google, and it's under review right now. That's what they're telling me. It's under review. We can't force Google to do anything. It's under review. That's what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm. Everything is a delay in their world, apparently.
Yes. Everything. Everything is a delay. Yes, sir.
And you're like, this delay is costing me too many clients. All right. Business address, 415 Lena Avenue, Gilroy, California, 95020. All that correct?
Yes.
The business name you want to show on the Google Business Profile, Finesse Fence, Inc., right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Phone number, 408-334-6152, going directly into your line because you have yet to hire a dispatcher. I'm joking.
Yes.
It's her. I mean, I'm just saying, you realize, like, you give so much to your plate, you know. We always say this, it's always good to delegate, right, when you can.
I understand, but I will do
it. But no one knows what you know in your business. That's the problem.
Not only that, but, you know, you bring somebody on board, and then stay lead is not doing what they supposed to, so I'm not getting any leads. That means I don't have any work for that person, you know?
Oh, gotcha. Well, that too.
Here's
the success story that I'm going to hear for you. Local Splash helped me hire a dispatcher, so I no longer have to be everything in my office.
That's it. If my phone starts ringing off the hook, I'll have a secretary tomorrow in my office.
Right, exactly. Okay.
But I don't want to have a secretary doing her mails and going on Facebook. You know?
Right. Do you need payment integration on your website where people can like click and pay on it?
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can have somebody make payments directly on my website?
Are you okay with that?
I'll be okay. I've been trying to get that happening from QuickBooks, and I just haven't been able to set it up.
Well, it's like payment, PayPal integration. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure we can do QuickBooks. Don't hold me to it. Again, I'm not on that side. But, yes, it's just payment integration. I mean, if that's what you want us to do, we can get that working for your site. Okay?
Let's start with something and then we add the feature after. Let's see.
Sure. I mean, it's fine. It's not an added fee. It's just.
Go ahead and do it. That's fine. I don't care. Okay. Yeah.
If it can be done with QuickBooks.
Yeah.
Okay. We also offer call tracking and an app as well. So I'm going to just include you want to do those as well. So call tracking works like this. Someone calls your phone number, but it also goes through a second number behind the scenes. No one will see this phone number, not you or the client, but that is going to allow you access to track records of this call. It just allows you a little bit more back-end analytics to know what's going on and then also to verify our success rate. Or our effectiveness for you. Okay? That's all included with your dashboard. Again, we give you a back-end dashboard, which is basically so you can navigate and just verify that what we say we're doing, we're actually doing, as opposed to you having to call in and someone telling you, oh, I see here, it's doing great. You can see, okay, if you're okay with that.
Yes.
All right, so San Jose, Gilroy, what other cities do you want me to list as far as your focus cities?
San Jose, Gilroy, Mountain View, Sunnyvale, Emerald Hills, Atherton, Palo Alto, the entire Bay Area. I serve the entire Bay Area.
But I don't think you go too far into the city though, right? You try to stay in South Bay?
No, we don't go to the city, no. It's too crowded, man. There's no even room to park.
How far north do you go? Fremont-ish or you go further than Fremont?
Pleasanton, Fremont, yes. Sometimes I go up to Livermore. I have done few work in Alamo. Everywhere.
Yeah,
I know.
You're trying to not go too far up the 80 and 880, stuff like that, I get you.
Yes, sir. As soon as
I used to, just a side story, I went to school in Berkeley, so I'm very familiar with the area, I don't want to make that drive either.
You know what I'm talking about then.
Yeah. Stay off the 280 on the west side and the 880 on the east side and you're good, right?
Bingo. You got it. That's
okay.
Yeah. That's not a good area to do business.
Phone. I mean, it is a good area to do business. It's not a good area to drive.
But it depends on what kind of business we're talking about.
Well, I mean, you know, Oakland's getting better, right? Emeryville's getting better. I'm not talking about that kind of, like, the bad business.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of these areas are getting nice on the East Bay. It's just, just so pricey, of course. Okay, so phone, text, email, good for you, right, as far as a conversation?
Yeah. Yes, that's fine.
Okay. What hours of operation do you want to list on your GBP?
Eight,
8 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Okay. Well, good on you for getting the weekends off to your team.
But, hey, man, let me tell you a story. You put Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, guess what? People call on Sunday and say, are you open?
Right, exactly.
I'm like, you just got my number from my website, and you can see that we're closed, but you're still calling us if you're open? Yes, we're open.
My goodness.
Hey, I don't complain, you know. They keep me busy. That's fine.
All right, so I got all of your database information to get my team started. Okay, last two mm-hmm. steps, and then we can wrap it up, and you can get to your day. If you have any other questions, Okay. Obviously, in the meantime, let me know. But the next things are going to be I'm going to set up your payment, and then we'll go through a voice verification for quality assurance, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me one second. I'm going to start setting up your payment here. Oh, actually, did you get that email saying your action needed for your Google Business Profile?
No, I did not. My email is
okay. It does say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, but I know it's going to be a video thing, like you said, but I just sent the basic email, so let me know if you received that.
Can I reply to the text, to your text with my email address?
I just sent it to your email. Did you see?
No, probably wrong spell.
Well, it'll get to you in a second. It's probably just going through my server.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me just check one last thing here. Okay, so before we begin the voice verification, I'm just going to have to end this call and then call you right back. I am on a timer, and so I don't want the call to disrupt during the voice verification. So just give me about 10 seconds to call you right back, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Oh, I got the email now.
Okay, good. I'll call you right back.